You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. Here, I am sad to say, for the very last review of our tie-in theatre podcast, Spotlight On. I can't really believe that after all of these years, things are finally coming to an end. It truly is the end of an era. But trust me when I say there is no better show to go out with, because the UK tour of Everybody's Talking About Jamie is in town at Nottingham's Theatre Royal all of this week. And not only is it a glorious show with a lot of heart, but it's also the show that actually kicked off Showtime's partnership with the Theatre Royal and Royal Concert Hall, a partnership that has brought us so many incredible interviews and amazing productions to review over the past couple of years. And the fact that Everybody's Talking About Jamie is bookending that, I think, makes it all the more special. It did, of course, put quite a lot of pressure on this particular show, though, when I went to see it on opening night, because this is it for Spotlight On, and I really didn't think I could bear it if it wasn't all that I was hoping it would be. And so I am immensely relieved to say that Everybody's Talking About Jamie is just as good, if not better, than ever. It is a show based on the real-life story of a 16-year-old boy in Sheffield who wanted to be a drag queen and wear a dress to his high school prom. And as a musical, it ran for years in the West End, was nominated for a whole host of Olivier Awards, and now even has a film adaptation on Amazon Prime. So, objectively, it's a very, very good show anyway. And this current UK tour continues that high standard. The music by Dan Gillespie-Sells is as bright, poppy, and infectious as ever, while Tom McRae's book and lyrics continue to soar with humour and heart in equal measures. When you look at the bigger picture, it is so genuinely impressive that they've been able to create a show that essentially blends catchy, fun pop songs with the most heart-wrenching, big-belting musical theatre numbers, and still have this tangible cohesion and sound throughout the show. Obviously, that is supported by Jonathan Buttrell's direction, Kate Prince's teenage-infused choreography, and the ever-effective set design by Anna Fleischel. I will never get sick of seeing this show on stage, and the entire creative team deserve the biggest praise for creating something that looks, sounds, and feels so theatrical, yet so authentic simultaneously. And that is before you even get onto the cast, because the people actually starring in this show elevate what is already excellent to a whole new level, starting with Ivano Turco as the titular Jamie New. Now, you will probably know Ivano best from his professional debut in Andrew Lloyd Webber's recent musical Cinderella, where he originated the role of Prince Sebastian. So from that, we knew that he could sing, act and dance. He's a true triple threat. But I can't help but feel like the role of Jamie was literally just waiting for him. I have seen a number of different people play this role, and each and every one of them have brought something wholly unique and wonderful to the part. And in Ivano's case, it was this authenticity and vulnerability. He has this amazing youthful quality, which is so endearing and really makes you understand the joys, pain, confusion and curiosity of Jamie's journey to becoming a drag queen and exploring his identity. And if that wasn't enough, man alive, can he sing! I don't know if I have ever witnessed someone just throwing in riffs or opting up so naturally. At one point, I sort of had to look around to check that everyone else in the audience was appreciating the vocal treat Ivano had in store for us. And speaking of vocal treats, Rebecca McInnes as Jamie's mum Margaret is in a league of her own. Having sobbed my eyes out previously when seeing her as Heidi in Dear Evan Hansen, I should have known what to expect this time round, and still it took me by surprise in the best possible way. There is something about her subtle acting choices that mean one moment she will make you laugh and the next she will tear your heart out with this snapshot into the challenges of single motherhood. I could already feel the tears brimming in my eyes as she prepared to sing He's My Boy, and the stillness in the theatre when she finished is a testament to the raw power both of the song itself and her incredible performance. I will also give a special mention to If I Met Myself Again in Act 1. It is such a beautiful number and so simply yet effectively staged. I just love it.
Margaret's partner in crime is her best friend Ray, played once again by Shobhana Gulati, with pizzazz, panache and a whole lot of cojones. I have never yet seen anyone else play the part of Ray, including in the film version that I mentioned you could watch on Amazon Prime. And honestly, I'm at a point where I can't imagine anyone else as that character. Shobhana is Ray, Ray is Shobhana. I also have to mention Hayley Tamaden as Miss Hedge, Jamie's careers teacher. I always think the role of Miss Hedge is so interesting because for a lot of the show, she's kind of the villain, but in a way that's sort of very realistic and practical and as much a portrayal of what a 16-year-old would find frustrating about adult interference and authority as much as anything else, which is why it's so nice that we do get little glimpses into the character behind the teaching front, and Hayley delivers that brilliantly and looks amazing while doing so. Also, Work of Art possibly remains my favourite song in the entire show. It is such a banger. In fact, that whole sequence with the toilet scene and eyebrows immediately before it is such a highlight for me in what is a very strong show overall. And no, I am not explaining what toilet scene and eyebrows means. If you don't already know, then you're just going to have to go and see the show for yourself, aren't you? If you do know what I'm talking about, though, full credit to Talia Palamathanan as pretty Jamie's best friend for being just the perfect comedy foil while still allowing the audience enough insight into the character of Pretty to feel fully fleshed out, which is no easy feat in a show that's got so much going on. Talia is so endearing as Pretty and shines throughout with this quiet, dependable stoicism that makes her behaviour in the final scene of the show even more gloriously climactic and entertaining. Again, I won't spoil it if you don't know what happens, but it did receive a much-deserved round of applause. One of the biggest cheers of the night, though, went to the one, the only John Partridge as Hugo, the owner of a local drag shop. I mean, forget the legend of Loco Chanel and let's talk about the legend that is John Partridge. Unsurprisingly, he continues to be a consummate performer of the highest standard, and it is such a pleasure and a privilege getting to see him on stage. As Hugo, he was the perfect mix of snarky, sassy, and sensitive, while as Loco Chanel, he was honestly just drop-dead gorgeous. Like, my goodness, I wish I looked even half as good as John did in drag. He was stunning. It was also really interesting to see previous John Partridge roles kind of filtering into Loco's characterisation. There was definitely a bit of Zaza from La Cage aux Folles and even some MC from Cabaret when he was introducing Me, Me, Me at the end of Act 1. Before the show, a friend said to me, and I quote, that John Partridge was the most beautiful and fragrant man, and trust me that this is the role that epitomises all of that. Although, as a side note, I will say that out of drag as Hugo, he looked remarkably like my Uncle Brian, which did take a bit of getting used to and gave me an unexpected look into what my uncle would look like if he ever did drag. I can't imagine anyone else in the Theatre Royal audience had that reaction, nor do I think it was what Anna Fleischel had in mind with her costume design. But either way, in case it isn't already obvious, there is so much to love about this latest production of Everybody's Talking About Jamie and about the show as a whole generally. The final song is called Out of the Darkness, and that alone embodies the ethos and atmosphere of this show. It is funny, it is heartwarming, it is heart-wrenching, it is joyous, it is, as they say, a little bit of glitter in the grey. And having seen the current cast for myself, it is brilliantly performed as well, so what is not to love? As I said earlier, Everybody's Talking About Jamie is in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal all this week, so make sure you catch it before Saturday the 30th of September. Tickets are available via the link in the post, but do snap them up as quickly as possible because a number of shows are already saying they're sold out. And if that doesn't give you a clue as to the quality of this show, then I don't know what will. All in all, it is the perfect way to wrap up the Spotlight On podcast series and Showtime as a whole. It has been the greatest pleasure of my life sharing this love of theatre with you, and shows like Everybody's Talking About Jamie and so many others prove why this is such a magical form of entertainment. I can't even begin to express my gratitude to the whole team at Nottingham's Theatre Royal and Concert Hall for making all of this possible, but a special thanks has to go to Lucy Thomas for working literal miracles and being an all-round theatre and PR wizard. So on that note, I will say goodbye. Thank you for listening, thank you for sharing your thoughts, and thank you for loving theatre as much as I do. I don't know what the future will hold, but never forget that the showtime always goes on. Until we meet again, Goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.